of Steam, Steel, and Murder, back after the holiday season, bringing you session 49. There have been a few emails sent in by listeners, and we'll address them in session 50, but for now, session 49, part 1. That's good. Somebody's got a fan going on the background, so that'll be good to be able to pull that out.
Whenever you say we need the moment of silence, I always have urge to cough right then.
tell me
I had the urge to say
about now.
I had the urge to say, do you mean on after one?
All right, so turning back, we're on, what session are we on these days? This is session 49.
And the dice are still rolling negative ones.
Mm-hmm. Got Sharon back playing Miss Rackham. Jameis back playing... well, why don't you guys just introduce yourselves?
My name... I'm called Logos, or Nick, and I am playing Raymond Marlowe, who is genuinely not a crook.
Need to do it in the proper...
I am not a crook!
Yeah, need to do it like that.
He doesn't know what we're talking about, I'm sure.
Before I was born.
Someone take the next.
Okay, I'm Marcus, and I'm playing the great, the wonderful Daniel Bishop. I am also known as the master of horrible, 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 horrible puns.
And he is now married. At least his character is.
I better not be married.
Yes, married with kid.
Yes, the character, not the play.
Next.
Okay, I am Sharon. I'm playing Elizabeth Rackham. I am a journalist, and if you tell me the truth, I will definitely make you famous.
What happens if you're already famous?
I'll make you more famous.
She'll make you infamous.
Oh, that's like infamous, right?
It's like famous times two. You want some of that. All right. Jameis?
I'm Jameis, and I'm playing Gavin Marshall, a completely innocent person of no importance whatsoever.
Completely not a spy for some government.
Completely not. Joshua?
I am Joshua Merrick. I'm playing Ethan Thane, the man of crappy anagrams. The magician, pretending head of checker, and apparently tool of Mr. Marlowe.
Oh, no, you got that wrong. Not pretend head. He is the head of the checker.
But he got the tool part right.
also, you have found yourself...
Wizard of Oz giant floating head of the checker.
Yes. You have a nice office now and everything, and it says the head of the checker on it. Congratulations.
Does he actually get to use the office?
Yes, he does. Of course he does. It's a corner office and everything, with windows that look out into the vast view of the city.
Does the checker actually have an office now?
Yes, they do. They are all official-like.
I have a question. Cool. These windows, are they thin or are they bulletproof?
No, they're not bulletproof, but they're, thick glass.
Because we all know how hard it is to acquire illegal weapons in this city.
It's impossible. It's against the law.
Yeah, it's not like you can get one on the street corner, it feels like.
Yes. Guns are...
It's almost as if the criminals don't obey the law. Don't understand.
Yeah, so you will notice under your new guild contracts that you are licensed to carry firearms, just not in Metapol.
Right. So, let me see if I can recap. When last we left our heroes, Marlowe screwed the hell up and ran away like a scared little girl. There was accusations of rape. And we have Gavin well, a now passed out Von Hundegaard and Bishop and Miss Rackham all standing around. And Bishop is in a police officer's uniform, is arresting the dirty, dirty pervert.
Yes, the rapist.
And two lawyers who you... And don't forget the two lawyers who you've narrowly gotten to not sue you into nothingness there.
They shouldn't have, you know, messed with the Marconi family. That's all.
Hey, it was the horses. They shouldn't have bet on the horses.
Bet on the horses. Yep. All right. So, yes, you have someone of dubious distinction in your custody in the middle of the park while onlookers gape and wide wonder.
I take him to my police vehicle and say, there's nothing to look at here. Just an arrest. Please come with me, ma'am. We need to take you to the station for questioning. You too, sir.
Of course.
I forget. Is he conscious? I don't think
he's unconscious.
Yes. And you guys have borrowed a police wagon.
Yes, and he is handcuffed, tied, whatever the heck I can do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have handcuffs.
Well, Gavin, are you coming with?
Yes, it came with the rental police uniform that you have. For some reason, it's got a zipper that goes from the top all the way down to the bottom. You're not quite sure why.
Weird.
I'll meet you, dear. Someone needs to drive our car, and I'll drop off the Hundegaard somewhere safe.
Well,
Yeah, Syndergaard seems to be suffering from narcolepsy.
we'll try to get a hold of any other potential witnesses that might be important as well, and we'll meet back. And
once you started arresting people, the crowd does seem to go about its normal routine, trying very hard not to look conspicuous.
I basically
themselves.
Tell them, like, just give me your name, that type of thing, and just I put him in the back of the wagon and ask them for their name, number, and ask the woman to come with me and say, just as soon as you can, come to the station. If you have your own vehicle, it's okay to follow behind. You seem like a trusting, a good person, a good citizen. And I put on a nice show and say, and move on.
Right, right. We rolled for that last time, so yes, people are convinced that you are a stunningly interesting Metapol police officer.
Handsome. He's shockingly handsome.
His smile just seems to glint perfectly in the sun.
He doesn't look like Daniel Bishop whatsoever. No.
Not at all.
That world-renowned figure.
People are waiting to see the cameras around like they're on punked TV or something. Right. Okay.
Well,
so,
Daniel Bishop, punk TV.
Daniel Bishop wasn't the guy who lit the other guy on fire, at least.
Yes. This is true.
So,
what are the two people you were chasing you now have in your custody? The other one did get away. And so we got him in the back of the paddy wagon. Gavin is driving off in whoever's car that was. And you still got the paddy wagon here. So where'd you?
I go to our expected meeting location.
Which is?
Okay, I go drive around aimlessly hoping that someone will remember I have a cell phone.
Well, we all have radios.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you all be in the same car?
I thought Marlo was too, but he went on foot.
Yeah, Marlo GTFO'd.
I call Marlo on the radio.
Oh.
The quantum radio.
Yes, it's a... this is Blackbird.
This is not a bird. I've got the package. Where would you like delivery?
Is there... Well, Gavin, you know the city better than anyone. Is there a derelict warehouse around here?
Blackbird, not a bird, and Gavin.
Yep.
Great radio names.
I know.
I suspect our old location is still usable, isn't it, Bert?
Yes, yes. And there are many abandoned warehouses about, too, so that wouldn't be a problem if you wished to duck into one.
Ooh, I know the perfect place. We could take him to a certain place that already has the exploded goo of the last guy who was there.
There was a radio station.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually been cleaned up, I think.
Hopefully, if it's reopened. Yep. In the last,
it's been a month or two since that happened.
Look, guys. So let's head over to Warehouse 27.
Say a month or two, then we'll cut scene to show one of the original crime scenes that you guys investigated, with the police tape still up, blowing in the breeze. Yes. So where do you want to head? Random warehouse, old tenement complex that you're using as a squat location for a bit. You have official offices in the guild now.
Yeah, but what I do to help this guy, I don't really. Not going to want
to
report.
We're going to warehouse number 28 and a half.
Mm-hmm. And, well, do I hear through my Cheka agents that the head of the Cheka has reported in for duty?
Oh, yes, yes. He's checked out his new office.
Okay.
And looks very puzzled.
Tell him that we have a situation at Warehouse 28 and a half, apparently. And we could use his presence.
Ethan, one of your, quotation marks, subordinates walk in and tell you that you're needed at such and such address.
The boss wants you over here.
I'll make my way in dressed in my normal clothes plus a trench coat and hat.
Great.
Okay, so some of the various pictures on the way. Take a picture with the leader of the Cheka.
You really love the window, though, in your office, because it looks out onto so many tall buildings.
Yes.
So many perfect views.
Marlo has to have somebody for people to shoot at that's not him.
That's my job, to be shot at instead of Marlo.
And we have a cloning technique, so if you die, we can replace you.
All right, so who is not going to the warehouse, or is everyone meeting up there? I know Jameis, Gavin is ditching a car. What is Miss Rackham doing? Or who did Miss Rackham go with?
Oh, I went with the officer.
Okay. So you're in the police wagon as well, then. Gavin is doing what?
Actually, so taking care of Hundegaard. Mm-hmm. And then I'm actually thinking, I'll be asking on the radio, do we want to leave Leonard unguarded or unwatched?
Might want to let him know that it is time to leave.
Well, me or Miss Rackham to do that.
Does he know you?
May have seen me briefly, but otherwise haven't really had a lot of...
Yeah. If he hasn't contacted you, then not you.
Okay, we're heading back to where we came from, pretty much.
No, you continue where you're going. I can come by and get Miss Rackham from wherever the hell you guys are.
Warehouse 28 and a half.
Yep.
Right around the street, right there.
Oh, Bert, mm-hmm. About how much time is there before the picnic I'm supposed to have with Leonard?
Oh, several hours.
Okay.
The half comes from the secret compartment in the warehouse. It's a smuggler's place.
Yep, well, Mr. Agar, while we're all here, is there something you want to tell us?
Oh, yeah. Fill them in completely.
I
let them know.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
As soon as you fill me in completely, I will radio in with Starling and ask, is this Max Planck guy? Ask around. He seems to be a scientist. See how important he is. And
Max Planck, do I recognize that name with my alchemical and connections?
You might. Give me a roll, not connections, though. Give me an alchemy roll. Yep.
Yes! I get to use this skill. Yes! Four!
Total of a four? You've heard the name. You're not exactly sure what he's worked on, although he seems to be highly on the theoretical end. Something about some constant he's figured out with high energy physics. You're not quite sure. But
see, Bert, I have a learned mind. Seven or six.
Not going to help you here.
Oh, okay.
Because you're asking to know what he's been doing, not what don't know.
Okay. Seems important. He seems to be very important.
He's known, amongst the circle of people that that delve into alchemy. Having your name known usually means that you've done some interesting things.
He's done some interesting things. We must save him.
Well, then,
he's famous in the alchemy world. He must be.
Okay, then I will let Starling know that this is a important operation that he needs to see if we can get Dare to approve some shutdowns, because I don't want Ed to ask Dare if this guy's important enough to start shutting things down, because that would be bad. Although they might, that's probably what they did. They probably smuggled them out to the French. Then from the French, the British control the waves. Anyways, whatever. Hey, you! Wake up, smack.
He's
tied down. Yeah. He's tied down in the chair.
Sure. You're at the warehouse now, I assume?
Yes. Okay. We're at the secret section of the warehouse, because this is a smuggler's warehouse. That's where the half comes from.
Sounds good. Ethan can wander in whenever he wishes. Gavin, you can show up when appropriate as well, but I assume that you guys are getting there, tying him down. It's an abandoned warehouse. Are you making any kind of precautions? What are you doing in particular? Are you just taking him into a room? It's mostly just one large kind of gutted factory floor. There's a small office that kind of overlooks
take him to the small office that overlooks the place so that I have a good view of those coming in and out, keeping track of that.
It's got kind of a long iron stairway that kind of loops back on itself a couple of times, and the office has got two large bay windows on it so that you can completely see the factory floor. There's only one real entrance and exit. It's the double sliding doors up front, although the warehouse itself does have several skylights to let light and air in. Okay. It is pretty much completely empty at this point, although you're still getting electricity since it's broadcast power.
And just to annoy someone, I go to the window, put my hands behind the back, and look out.
Envisioning massive drones beneath you, fulfilling your every whim. Yes.
I shoot them in the back of the head and do a little dance.
And then I get back to looking at the guy waiting for our resident torture expert to get here.
Yes. I believe he just came in and smacked him on the face. What? What? He looks around.
Bert, I forgot to ask something. This is me asking you to do. How gentlemanly is the spy game at this stage? Have we entered Cold War, early war, where people just disappear, or Cold War late, where we trade?
You trade for the most part.
All right. That's just a wake up. You know how the game works. You're captured. If you spill the information, you get to live. If you don't, then you disappear. Intimidation.
He responds to you in German.
I was speaking in German.
I know German.
All right. Well, give me an intimidation roll first there.
Wow, I am good at things. It's going to be
negative four again.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't do much better at negative three. What's your total?
Negative two.
My total is a four.
Your total is a four? Okay. He responds back to you in German. Ah, I see. Well, you know the drill as well. He gives you name, rank, and serial number.
Look, soldier.
Actually, he tells you his, let me get my note here real quick. His name is Anderson. Agent Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. Alright,
Really? After that negative? Wow.
Alright, well, we will... Well, I pull out my knife, say, now, come on. Do you really want to lose a finger just to save some information that I'm going to find out anyways? Save yourself the pay.
You might need that finger later.
Okay, so you're going to continue intimidation?
Yeah, I'm going to continue to.
All right, well, give me another roll.
That is a four as well, because I don't get my...
All right, he speaks in English now and says, I had a bran muffin for lunch this morning. A bit of tea around noon.
I hope that you were fond of your eyelids, because they might go missing here shortly.
Oh, come now. There's no need for this talk of violence. He looks around the room charmingly, smiling at everyone here. When those of you who were not in the original group show up, just pipe in that you're walking in the door whenever you wish.
I will come in and offer Marlo a bigger knife.
Shing!
You call that a knife?
He yawns and says, look, I've been in this game a while. Yes, you could kill me. No doubt. Oh, it will be tragic. It'll be full of pain. Sorrow. Yes. If my hands weren't bound, I would be wiping the tears from my eye. But realistically, you're not going to get anything from me. Well, unless you might, what's it worth to you?
It's worth your genitals. Seven.
Well, you know, since that virus a few days ago, a few months ago, I haven't really had much use for them. He looks a little shaken there when you talk about, you know, genital mutilation. He still seems to be pretty resolved and says, what is it you want to know? You interrupted me.
Max Planck. Where is he?
Max Planck. Yes, the German chap, yes?
Yes.
I would hope safely in the air by now.
Okay, and where is he transiting from? And
back to the fatherland, of course. He should never have left.
Yes. Where are the layovers?
That I don't know. I'm sure that they're in the air by now. What time is it anyway? How long have I been out? Oh, there seems to be a nasty bruise on the back of my head.
Yes, I will give him the time. How long was he in the air? Has he been in the air?
He kind of shrugs his bonds. That I don't know.
Okay. What airport?
There's only one airport.
Yeah. We destroyed it. Mm-hmm. Alright, well...
He seems to be willing to talk as long as it's on a subject that he is... apparently cleared to give you information on. So, yeah. You know, depending on what you ask, he will either say or he will hedge. But, yes. Go on.
Okay. Why were you watching, Leonard?
Well, we had communique that he is somehow in touch with this railroad, he says with a little bit of disdain, that are stealing away our finest German citizens.
Yes, stealing away. give me, what information do you have as far as time, place, and location of when he left from?
Oh, this Mr. Planck? Oh,
yes.
I can't tell you that. Oh, no, not that I don't want to tell you that. I can't tell you that. We are divided into a number of cells, you see. I am one cell. Another cell takes care of extraction, so that we can't give up messy details like this, you see.
Who's your contact, man?
Oh, I have a radio frequency. That's all.
What's the frequency?
You have radio gear?
Yes.
Well, tune to this number. He rattles off a number.
All right.
I hope. And I see Gavin walks in with his computer, and I go, tune to this! Tune to this!
Maybe, maybe not.
No. Not here.
So, what does your Germany believe in?
You mean the Germany? There's only one.
Of course. I apologize. I forgot about the Austro-Hungarian nation, which is also German.
There is only one.
Is there? I will be provoking him.
Hold on just a minute. Reading a message.
Apparently, Jameis is up to no good things.
Yes, he is.
And that's why we can't have radio equipment. This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly.
Because you have no other radios anywhere at all?
No, we have quantum radios.
Well, I mean, there would be a radio in the paddy wagon.
So, the Germany, my beloved Germany, believes in a strong Germany. One that isn't kowtow to these old beliefs. One that is firm in its technology and its military might. One that is very covetous of its citizens. And we are quite alarmed that so many seem to be going missing.
Running away. Yes, I can see how...
A German would never run. They are simply being misled.
Why, you know, fleeing citizens from your own government might reflect poorly upon your ideals and your militarism.
It is simply your propaganda that does this. They know better. Once they return to the fatherland, they will once again reclaim their proper German spirit.
Or else be killed?
You speak very good German, by the way.
I say in German also, or else be killed.
I'm from the Rhineland.
Oh.
My family migrated to South America when I was a wee lad. Or, I'm sorry, South Africa, when I was a wee lad.
Could I leave you with a pamphlet or two? Perhaps we could interest you in.
Yes. So...
Oh, no, certainly we wouldn't kill our own citizens.
No.
Not when they're so valuable to the cause.
How are you getting your information that Leonard was connected with the railroad?
Your old newspapers. He's been seen with those that are supposedly connected to such things. We were following him, hoping he would lead us to one of these contacts.
How'd you find Max?
Max? A happy coincidence.
Do go on.
Oh, we were eavesdropping on a number of phone conversations. We heard that one of our nationals was being moved from a location soon, and we paid him a visit. Ha! Luckily we to find that it was one of our preeminent researchers. We'll be glad to get him back. Marvelous work.
Luckily paid a visit to one of your researchers? Him out of everyone else in this city?
We want them all. They're our citizens. They should be returned. But yes, it was great luck that he was one that we could use so well in our... never mind.
You so well. Come on, continue on, my dear sir.
We are in need of getting our citizens back. Let us leave it at that. Why are you...
Particularly your scientist citizens, huh?
Well, of course, technology. It is the way of the future.
Hmm.
Perhaps like I said, I've got some wonderful pamphlets I would love to share with you.
Perhaps for a certain technological project that you were working on.
And we work on so many.
Mr. Max Planck, just randomly, I will be checking for the truth. here.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sure you have serums and ways to extract such things.
No,
he rolls his eyes.
I am telling you, trying to read him. But,
yeah. Yes, go ahead. Give me a roll.
Other people, read.
I'm reading a book right now.
That is only a 3.
Ha ha! Well, with his 6, he looks inscrutable to you. He seems to be playing along just fine. You do get the feel that he's an old hand at this, though, and this is probably not his first interrogation by a enemy agent.
Yes.
Are there any scars?
Do you undress him to find out?
No, I mean any visible scars.
Nothing visible, no. No fencing scars down the face, nothing like that.
So no one else is going to help me out and check for the truth here.
Okay.
Yes, by the way, in case you missed it there.
I have that good of an empathy anyway.
In case you missed it there, Miss Rackham did hand you a note there, Marlo.
Yes, I did read it. I'm trying to ask random questions, so I don't. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all know what happens last time when you tried to question somebody.
Yep, it worked out so well.
Well, this one isn't going to, at least this one isn't going to explode.
Maybe.
Do I need to go get a mop now?
No.
I look at him and go, will you explode like our last person we interrogated?
Oh, I suppose if you were to wire with me with some kind of explosives, that's possible. He looks kind of quizzically at you. Is it common for your interrogatees to explode? He looks around the room to see if there are telltale blood marks on the walls.
Oh, we use a different location every time.
I shake my head, yes.
We use a different location every time. Due to damage to the place.
We use advanced interrogation techniques.
So. Anyone else reading them?
I got a 3 like you.
Oh, you suck.
My empathy sucks.
Empathy, so no.
Yep. Actually, how large is your track, Marlo?
3.
3? In which case, yeah, you're entirely convinced that he's telling you everything that you want to know. Being utterly honest with you. He's blown your track, unless you...
Well, how well did he do?
Enough to get your last... Well, that's true. Yeah. I guess it would be your 3rd box, so you still got your first 2.
I take a 3 box.
Yep.
All right. Well, given that I just don't think that you're being quite open with me. And,
yes, I must admit there are things that I've been instructed not to tell you, but there are several things I have been cleared to tell you.
Yes.
What are you supposed to not tell us?
Oh, this and that. A few things here and there, you know.
Any specific topics?
No. That would be telling.
Okay. I'm going to start cutting you.
Please do.
He braces himself for it and starts humming something in the background as his eyes go kind of relaxed and he focuses on something behind you.
I will smack him in the face once just to try to break that crap as soon as I see that. I will just, not too hard, but something to try to jar him.
So you're not actually trying to do damage, you're just kind of slapping him?
Yeah, I'm just...
Has no effect. It doesn't even break his humming.
What is Yannick?
Oh.
Sounds like a German national anthem. Bert has no idea what the German national anthem sounds like at this time. I imagine something with lots of drums.
How do you hum drums?
Continue with the interrogation there. Bishop, I will leave the room for a minute.
Okay. I see if I try anything I can think of to try and snap him out of it.
Like what?
Is there any water nearby?
Sure, there's probably a water cooler.
Throw some water in his face. See what that does.
He blinks. I'm sorry, are you done with the cutting? He looks at himself.
Yes, apparently... He needed to find a better knife. It was a little too dull.
You know, there's really no need for this. Can we not simply go by the normal channels? You know, you turn me in, you release one of yours, everyone has a good time.
I understand, but he's a little... the fact of the matter is that the people you've captured, he really doesn't like, so he really doesn't care.
Captured? Who have we captured?
Then how can we trade?
Oh, you mean your spies? Oh, I thought you were talking about me in particular. No, no, we've captured no one here, but yes, we have some of your spies. You are English?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, we have a number of yours. Being kept quite well. No knives, you know. I am certain they haven't been cut on. Despoiled in any way. I'm sure they're in rooms right now, dining on caviar and wine. He looks at you like, give me some caviar and wine.
I'm sorry, but due to cutbacks, we're having to cut back on the caviar and wine. I have to ask, is there any specific reason you were going after this woman in particular?
Oh, this lovely lady here. Simply, she met with Mr. Malton. We know Malton is an agent for the Crown. We don't know this woman. We thought perhaps she was the contact to the railroad. He... You know, like, with his tied-up hand, he mock removes a hat, does a little bow to you, and says, are you perhaps a contact to this railroad? I can perhaps make an offer to you for information. He smiles at you charmingly, Miss Rackham.
I smile back at him.
Hey, Bert.
And what kind of information would that be?
Oh, you know, not much. We just want to know who's come through, where they've gone. You know, we just want to bring them back to their own countries.
And in exchange, you'll give me what?
What do you want?
What do you have?
Oh, I can lay my hands on many things. What would a woman such as yourself want? Diamonds? Jewelry? Furs? No, no. He looks at you for a moment. Give me a second. No, no, no. A fine car. You look like the type.
Bert, can I just break in to ask about the latest PM I sent you on my wild goose chase?
Oh, let me look. Oh, sorry. I'm down to using one monitor, and I'm not getting all of these posts, so excuse me.
Okay. How many do you normally have?
50 to a half a dozen, knowing our people.
No, I don't mean IMs, I mean monitors.
Probably two.
Three.
Mm-hmm. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Right. Hello, my right.
God.
Where are you, Gavin?
We need you, Gavin. We need you.
Right.
Yes, one of the reasons why the underground is starting to get more resources is because they've been buying up property.
Yeah. How the hell are they knowing where to look? All right. All right, back to the scene.
Yeah. Those things don't interest me that much.
What would interest you? A title, perhaps. We have several eligible men back in Germany who would love to have such a lovely person as yourself on the arm. Just think, a duchess of something? Perhaps a title more fitting. Let me think.
A title would be nice, but you know what would be nicer?
Yes.
the names of all the agents you know currently operating in Metapol.
So you trade me a list of what I want for a list of my agents, or a list of the agents in Metapol. That might be able to be arranged.
Bert, was that a slip of the GM's tongue or the character's tongue?
My tongue.
Okay. Just checking.
I'll turn up at the building about now and meet Marlo outside and do the radio thing.
I take out my notebook and I say, start talking, please.
Oh, now. We must verify one another's information, yes? I give you a name, you give me a name. That's how this usually works.
Okay. Right as he says that, I walk through the room and I do not look pleased. And I walk up to him and using my forward momentum, I grab his head and I slam him and the chair down to the ground. And put the knife up to his eye and see what happens.
Okay, so are you attempting to do damage to him as you're knocking him down and all this? Or is
I
this
am
just
trying to do... I'm trying to scare him.
Well, give me another intimidation roll.
Right. Come on, do that. You're a professional.
Nick, so just put it as an aspect on him. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I will put it as an aspect on him.
Sure, make your roll, intimidation, and if so, you can put scared on him as an aspect.
6.
Okay. It says rolling dice. I will tell you how he does in a moment. You see an hourglass spinning in front of his face. Oh, look at that. 3 negatives. Let's see. Well.
Still beat your 6.
No. But he is going to spend a chip and pull an aspect of trained for this sort of thing. Ah, that's much better. Yeah. you fail to plug an aspect on him.
Right, but he does do. Does he start his homing?
Nope. You knock him to the ground, and you attempt to scare him, and he just seems very accepting of it.
I will spend a chip on Ideal London Dirty Business to place the aspect on him.
Chip. It's yeah. This just it. He's got chips due, so he can continue to spend. If you continue to spend, so
I will bet I have more.
Yeah, you might think that. Okay. Well, if you spend
a
chip,
PCs in the room that can also spend chips.
Just not currently, since Nick started this. He's got to go through with the action. All right.
Yeah,
well,
means he has less for later.
Sure, he will spend another chip as well. And how did he do last time? He got 2, 3, 4. He got 2 positives. No. He'll simply use it as a +2. And he will continue to ignore your threat.
All right. I will spend another one on This Is War.
I finally just started the game, really, Nick.
I know. All right. Actually,
if you're willing to put 2 chips into this, sure. He will look... You just see his eyes widen a bit. So, yes, you successfully put the aspect on him at the cost of 2 chips and 2 aspects that you cannot pull more during this scene.
During this scene.
Yeah.
And
move to another warehouse.
I am going, Mr.
He'd reset too.
I am going to start. I understand that you have been trained. Prepare yourself.
He does.
Okay.
He starts,
then I call Gavin.
He starts the humming and the...
Yep. Gavin, see if he might be more hypnotically suggestible in this state. And you have a free aspect attack.
Not exactly convivial circumstances to try and do anything like that.
I mean, it's...
Actually, Gavin... Gavin, Gavin, give me a roll there just on empathy.
I don't have empathy. I've got Deceiter's empathy to determine deceitfulness.
What do you have the hypnotism under as a specialty?
Deceit.
You have it under deceit? Sure, give me a roll.
I'm going to clear the dice.
Yeah, the hypnotism works off deceit, we've decided.
Sure.
Oh, that's not a great roll. That sucks as a roll. It's only a 3.
Okay, well, good enough to know that he's already put himself into a hypnotic trance.
Right. I wanted to see if him being in a hypnotic trance would make him more... Either it will make him more or less.
Yeah, with a 3, it's going to be very hard to actually make him suggestible at this point.
He's being conditioned to block other hypnotic states. That's what I'm telling him anyway.
All right. Let's wake him up again.
Shall I go get the water?
Yeah.
I go get some water, splash it on his face again.
He blinks. He takes a moment to check himself and says, a larger knife is needed.
A larger knife is needed. I am impressed. I must say, you lost quite a lot of blood there. This is an impressive new technique that you have done. Why don't you look into his eyes? I will be trying to use deceit to get him to see if I can get an opening for Gavin, basically.
So you're trying to lie to him and tell him you have cut and he's lost blood? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, basically.
Okay, do remember, you've already taken stress to that track, so if you continue at this, all right, give me a roll.
I am a lot better at deceit than I am anything else, shockingly. I am not that good, however.
You may be good, but the dice aren't.
May notice that Gavin doesn't look convinced that this approach is working.
I'm sorry, Nick. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick has done it for the first time of the night, probably not the last. A -4.
Yep.
All right, so are you tapping an aspect to reroll, or are you going to keep the -4?
Tap an accent. Aspect bringing justice to the unjust.
Okay, so you're going to reroll then? All right.
Yes, shockingly.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. Wow.
You can't do worse.
You did one better. It would have been better to get a +2.
Well, how much damage does he do to my track here?
What is your total?
3.
3? So that's going to be 3, 4, 5. 2. You can take a +2.
Yeah, I can take a +2.
Yep.
I see that Marlo's kidding.
Yes, he looks unconvinced that he is, in fact, bleeding to death. He turns his head from Marlo and looks at someone else, the newcomer. He looks at Gavin and says, "Now, really, is this how you really treat people here? You know, we have a fine stable of your own spies that I can be traded for. I must say that this is very, very poor form."
I look at him and go, "How familiar are you with the current political situation in Metapol?"
Oh, I keep up with the newspapers, you know.
No. I start motioning in the background. Well, no, I don't. I start motioning in the foreground for him. I'm right in the foreground. I don't glare at Bishop.
Are there any professionals in this room? And he looks beseechingly over at Miss Rackham. We were having such a fine dialogue.
We really were. I like to think of myself as a professional, but unfortunately I have to deal with some of the more aggressive of my group. And unfortunately, Command says that the aggressive one is in control.
Really? Yes. You know, back in Germany, such things would not be tolerated. He looks very disapprovingly at Marlowe.
Yes, luckily his ineffectualness has allowed me to gain a little bit of an upper hand. We are sometimes considered equals. It's a more... like yourselves, we have a mobile structure.
Okay.
As I said, I am free to divulge certain information. Well,
then divulge everything you can.
Well, it doesn't work that way, I'm afraid. You have to ask the questions.
What are the questions we would have to ask in order for you to divulge the information?
Oh, touche.
If you need to be more specific, then in alphabetical order.
I tell you what, and he looks over at Mr. Bishop and says, "Get the crazy one out of the room, and I'll talk."
Okay, come along, sir. We need you to relax a little. It's time for you to take your medicine, eat some pudding.
I will. Leave you.
I take the crazy one out of the room. I kind of slowly push
the crazy one out of the room, and so is Marlo.
Now, can we finish our conversation, please? We're just getting along so nicely.
Yes, yes, and I agree to your terms. If you want to trade list for list, I'll be glad to tell you those agents that I know that are currently working in Medipol for the list of people that have come through Medipol from Germany.
Okay, Bert, who's still in the room?
Everyone except for Marlo, I guess.
I came back quickly. Shoved him out. And he went.
No, you just pushed him out the door and slammed it on him.
Well, he went down, he decided to ride the pole, that's where you hear the wee.
Well, for starters, give us a name, we'll check it out, and then we can do business.
Hmm, okay, fair enough. I'll give you one name, so that you know that my information is good. And once you've verified it, you give me a name. Yes? We agreed?
I look around, do I get some agreement here?
I shrug. I shrug behind the guy so she can't see what I'm doing.
Trying to think, how good's your empathy?
Not good enough.
No, not you, Rackham.
Not good enough. It's two.
I'm just going to play it off against Gavin. I'll give a discipline roll for Gavin.
I have an empathy of three.
I was rolling off against Gavin. Okay.
Right. All right. What are you trying to do? Seeing if he's being truthful?
No. I'm saying roll off the other PCs. Roll off against Gavin. Yeah. Well, you can read Gavin's response. On
that. Oh, I see.
Okay. Why not?
I can't.
Ooh, I got a four. I don't think I beat you to see.
What does an equal get you, Bert?
Nothing. No, you're okay. If it's not something that's going to do damage, an equal is just a push. Does nothing.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the robots, what do they do?
They pause for 2 minutes while you keep talking.
Well, and the other two? Are the others trying?
I need someone to roll some dice for me, please.
We don't want Nick rolling for you.
Someone with good luck.
Well, that's dice. Not me.
It so wasn't I'll me. Roll. I rolled a one.
I'll roll for you. Right.
Thank you.
White glass dice say... -1. Hey, that's the normal roll for me anymore.
That means I'm at 2.
No. Okay, none of you read anything from Gavin. He just looks impassive.
I look in the positive.
You're behind him. Why can't you use like sign language? I speak sign language.
I don't. Wait, you speak sign language?
Yes.
You don't sign language. You speak it.
I speak it.
Yes. Open palm.
Do I sound better yet?
No, you sound worse.
Okay.
Let me know if the guy, if he does a read on me. You know, he's in the room, so he might read me.
What, from behind himself?
I've never said where I was. I always thought I was in front of him, to be honest. I said him to be like almost up at the back of the room or something. And he saw me come in and then. So. Yeah. Well, no, I'd probably be in front of him.
I'm the only one who said I moved behind him so I could watch you guys and shrug as to what you want to do.
How about now? Yeah. Any better? Any better?
No.
You're becoming more of a Cyberman as we speak.
Great.
So, I kind of mosey over to Gavin, kind of whisper in his ear.
Bomb! You hear Marlo yell from outside the warehouse.
As the, I was like, I whispered in his ear, bomb! It's like, wait, what? I don't remember whispering bomb.
Am I better yet?
Yes, you're
perfect.
Yes, okay, yeah. So you hear Marlo scream from outside of the warehouse.
Easter bomb! What?
What does everybody do, including Marlo? You know, just from having the demolition skill, you don't have time to defuse it.
Oh, yeah, I figured that.
Oh, yeah, I saw the countdown. I'm like, you're light enough? You're coming with me!
All right, well, everybody give me alertness rolls there. Marlo, you have enough time to take an action before anything else. What is your action?
He's actually serious! I just thought he was shitting everyone by saying bomb.
Yeah, you can respond however you want to. I just need to know reaction time.
I see cover under the...
Is this for initiative?
There's a big, one of those big trash can things nearby. You know, it's got like three-inch...
In it.
It's got like three-inch steel walls.
Is this in initiative it. Or something else?
Just to see how fast you react to him shouting. That's what I want to know. And I'm also going to figure out when the bomb's going to go off.
Okay, I have a three.
Civilized.
I got four.
Okay, Rackham's got a three.
Six.
Wait. Did you hear that count?
Sure. You can get a plus two.
My specialty actually counts.
Yes, you can add a plus two to your initiative there.
Oh, my initiative? It's initiative.
Well, if you want to do it that way.
If it's an initiative, I have 11 then, because of my version of Danger Sense.
Yep. Let's see. Rackham got a 3. Gavin got a 4. Sounds like Bishop crushed it there. And what did Ethan get?
When someone rolls some dice and tells me what the roll is.
I got you. You rolled plus 2.
Ooh, then that's a 5.
That's a 5. Okay, luckily for you guys, it looks like bomb's going to go off on 2.
Yeah, so, that doesn't help us all.
Yeah, so, actually it does. Everybody got better than a 2.
Yeah, but if you're not taking an action against the bomb...
That is true. So, you guys hear Marlo yell, bomb! And Bishop, what do you do?
Oh. Actually, no, you get to go from bottom up. So do we know the bomb goes off on 2?
Well, no, I guess you wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I should not have said. But, yes, there you go.
Even though
anyway, you go from bottom up.
Oh, what's this guy? What's the guy in the chair doing?
Not a lot.
Well, he's on the ground already.
Yes, he's on the ground.
Does he look scared?
So you're going to take your action to see what he is doing. Yes, he looks frightened. Yeah, he looks very frightened.
I'm saving for cover.
I'm going through this, whichever order you want, go through this, otherwise we'll be here all day.
Yes.
Yes. Cover.
Bishop.
I'm diving just for nearest, kind of like just jumping down kind of next to the guy.
Okay. All right. So...
I'm basically like, bomb? Okay, hopefully I can get cover because it's probably going to go off soon.
Sure. Gavin.
I'm looking over towards Marlo being annoyed by his latest distraction.
Marlo's not inside the warehouse. You heard him from outside.
Looking over to where I heard him shout from. As if he got distracted by something outside, loud noise, you look over in that direction type thing.
Sure, what you see is Marlo pulling down the lid of a large trash receptacle.
Can we see outside?
Yes.
Oh. did we see where he ran from? Did he see where he ran from?
No, no, unfortunately. And do you want to do anything else, Gavin? Because just looking, is it going to take a whole action?
I'm going to look confused.
Okay. Sounds good. And Miss Rackham?
I'm going to dive behind whatever looks like good cover, like a steel desk or something.
Okay. And Ethan?
Diving behind Miss Rackham because she's behind cover.
Okay, sounds good. And, there is a loud explosion from outside of the warehouse, and you hear the sound of metal girders snapping and metal fatigue. Ooh, wow, that's actually 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh. As I described the location you were in, you had to go up a couple of backtracking kind of steel stairways that goes up into this little office that overlooks the factory floor. So those of you that are still standing see the walls of the warehouse below you just kind of they're blown inward, taking out all the supports that are holding up the rest of the warehouse. And
that's not good.
No. Oh,
my. You feel the office building itself is kind of up on iron stilts, and you feel them kind of sway, and you feel them start to buckle as the office the ladders kind of shear off as the office twists and kind of starts to cant down as the supporting steel twists underneath it. So you're kind of at like a 45 degree angle now to where you were as the whole office is kind of like starting to lean in towards the factory floor. It hasn't completely broken off yet, but you do hear the stairs that kind of get up to it have snapped off already.
Are friends of yours?
A quick question, yell at him in German? You sort of gave us a nice flowery description that when Marlowe was... No, no, my bishop was looking out with his hand behind it, at drones below. There are actually people below us. It's an abandoned place.
Is an abandoned warehouse.
Yes.
Is it abandoned? Okay.
It is abandoned.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, then.
I yell at him in German, friends of yours?
Yeah, he starts cursing off a bunch of expletives. And he says, if you would just have turned me in quickly, they would have avoided this. Now they need to kill me.
I told you, all of our people explode. Don't you people ever learn?
As you say this, the office kind of teeters again. You hear the of the steel.
You may want to move.
I pick him up and go, you're coming with me or we all die.
Gladly. Marlo, your trash can is buffeted against the wall a few times. The locked-in-place rolling wheels underneath become unlocked and disengaged as your trash can goes careening down the alley, which happens to be on a slope.
Excellent. Out of it. And I...
You toss open the lid of the trash can. You're perfectly safe. You see the outside of the trash can has been, it's been scorched and it's deeply buckled. However, it looks like you were kind of shot out of the alley and you're starting to speed down the street now. sure,
I'm really good at this.
Give me an athletics roll.
I am actually good at this. 6.
No problem. You do some stunningly beautiful acrobatic maneuver and roll out of the trash can just as it careens into somebody's poor, poor parked car.
Yep. Don't really care about them.
Flaming wreckage, explosions.
You recognize that parked car? It's a doctor's car.
Yes. You look back and you see that the warehouse, the lower floors is pretty much all been blown in, and the uppermost floor is like teetering and looks like it's kind of swaying back and forth like it's about to fall. Meanwhile, inside, yes, it's very unsteady in here. How are you going to extricate yourself before it falls?
Is there anything soft to land on outside there?
Oh, no. Concrete.
How high up are we?
Factory is at 10, about 15 feet.
You first! And I throw him out and jump on after him.
You throw him out? Yeah, he's dead.
Wait, are there stairs?
No, the stairs got ripped off of the of the office.
You said it's at a 45-degree angle. Is it closer in some section to the ground?
A bit, yes. But, of course, the ground is all flaming wreckage.
Oh, it's flaming wreckage? I didn't understand.
Sorry.
Are we anywhere near, like, a window we could jump to?
There are two blown-out windows right there.
Okay, we're going
but,
to
it's still
window.
Like a it's still like a 15-foot drop down one
on,
side.
Is there, like, it's tilted...
Yep.
I assume this is a street. Has it tilted
in? No, it tilted in. Sorry. It tilted in towards the warehouse.
Building. Okay, remember, don't lock your knees.
Okay, Bert, are there any, like, cables, wires, or anywhere?
Sure. There are cables hanging from the factory roof in different places.
Can we pull one down and use it as a rope?
Someone's going to have to climb out of the window. Hopefully his or her body weight doesn't cause the whole thing to topple. Get on the roof of the office and you might be able to reach one.
I could do this. I only have a might rating of 1.
And an acrobatic, so
it's time. For
I have athletics. I have athletics. I got athletics up to probably not good. Oh! I can do this, Bert. I can definitely do this. Athletics parkour.
Sure. You want a parkour monkey up the side? Give me a roll. A little bit of a difficulty 7. Because you got a total of a 7?
Yes.
Sure, you're on the roof. Your body weight doesn't seem to be causing it to go any further down. It does sway around you, though. And you got one of those factory hooks that are used to... You know, pick up the large vats of liquid iron, and it's just kind of hanging above you there, just out of arm's reach. Yeah, you can kind of pop up and get it, but what do you want to do with it?
Is it, I tug on it, is it somewhere stable? Is it connected to something that won't give way?
Yeah, it's very strong, actually.
Start rappelling down.
Okay, it doesn't... it's just kind of hanging from the ceiling, though. How do you want to get it to come down?
Can I jump, pull it a little bit?
So you want to jump up and grab it, yeah? So you kind of hang there on the hook. It doesn't kind of unwind or anything, though.
I follow the thing to see if there's a...
Ah, yes! Across the roof, there looks to be a control panel with a big red button and a big green button on it. And looks like the lights are still blinking on it, still has a little bit of power.
I go parkouring and continuing my parkour, jumping, moving sideways, rolling.
All right, from inside the office, you guys see Bishop kind of hand over handing it as he crawls across the bottom end of the roof as he's heading to some utility box on the other end. Sure, you get there.
I press it to release it to lower it, hopefully, to them.
Sure. The hook comes down and kind of clatters on the roof of the office.
I head back as quickly as I can.
Okay.
And go, okay, what else do we need to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could push it over the end and use it to climb down.
That's
seems to
what
be
I
pretty
figured.
Sturdy. I mean, you could use it to hook the office.
I make sure I try to make as soft a landing as possible for the other guy.
All right. So you didn't throw him out of the window.
No.
All right. Does everybody have an athletics rating?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ethan, do you have one?
Yes.
Okay. No need to roll then. With a good strong rope right outside of the office here, you guys are able to rappel down easily enough. Who's taking the guy, though?
Make sure they use the hook to attach it to the guy so he gets lowered.
All right. Sure, you guys are able to get out of the building. You can hear fire trucks in the distance.
Well, I think they'll wonder about the police car. Oh, well. Come on, sir. Let's go to location B. I get out the radio and go. I basically get out my gun to make sure I have it ready for when his buddies decide to show up. Because they think the bomb didn't do anything. And I radio, I bring out my radio and go, yo, Blackbird, you out there? This is no bird, not a bird. Package is secure.
Yeah. Well, ask him where his tracking device is.
Yo, where's your tracking device?
He says, I don't have one that I know of. It's possible they have one on me. You've got him tied up, so there's not a lot he can do about it.
Well, that's easy enough to sort out. Once we get, well, I assume we're getting away from this immediate place before it crashes on us?
Yes.
Right. Well, once we're away a bit. Scan him.
Yes. Nice sound effect there, Jameis.
Screwdriver.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yes, it is.
Okay, sure. Give me a roll.
Okay. Think. Wow, that blows.
You need a better screwdriver.
Yeah, it seems so. That cluster screwdriver, which gives me what? Gives me a plus one, so that's a three at the moment.
Sure, you do pick up a very small, short-range signal coming from somewhere around his feet and ankle area.
Examine?
Take off his shoes.
Yeah. Without, pull off his nice-looking loafers, and one of the heels looks like it was tampered with, and you kind of rip off the heel, and there's a small transmitter planted in the heel. And he starts cursing in German.
How did you not know that was there?
It's not standard issue!
How could you not feel it? I've had shoes that were modified, and I could tell the difference easily.
These were very good shoes. It's $100 it's shoes.
You know, I thought you were a good spot.
Gavin, the transmitter, it's not got enough power or range for more than like a mile at most.
Yeah. Blackbird, whatever you check around, we've got there, but only got a mile radius on the see if there's anything suspicious tracking us.
Yeah, I'll pull tail. Keep scanning. Scan the radio, see if they're talking, if there's chatter.
There are an awful lot of frequencies to go through, unless you're just trying the ones that you've already found, in which case those give you nothing.
Try the frequency that he gave us earlier.
Try that.
Sure, you hear a recorded message, which is basically this guy's burn notice. Yep. Agent Anderson, you are hereby.
Can we make sure that he hears it?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, would you like to give us more information since you're no longer valuable to your own government?
Well, he can't give out certain information.
You're not there.
You can be rejoining, though. Huff it back up the street.
Instead of doing that, I'm going to be surveilling and seeing if use him as bait and
see. Okay, well, while you're doing that, just give me an investigation roll and just hang on to it there. I'll get back to you. And he says, yes, I'll tell you everything that I know. I want immunity.
You can't get immunity right now. We can make you comfortable, but we can't give you immunity.
Perhaps you'll keep me in a place where they can't get to me. Some new clothes. Food.
I'll hold out jam sandwich. It's not caviar.
Sounds like you want to make the use of this railroad you're after.
He thinks about that for a minute and says, Is that possible?
I don't think you'll be able to be trusted enough to be anywhere near it.
Right, then for now, then, take me to a place of safety. Food, clothes, and then we'll talk.
Sounds good to me. Let's go to... Hey, Blackbird, any requests on location? We need a safe place.
No, well, there's always your house.
No. Don't think she would be happy. Okay, we can go to my house, but you know who she is.
Yes, I do know who she is.
Okay, we're going to my house. I'll make sure to phone ahead and tell the wifey to put the child somewhere safe. We have a...
Are you serious?
We're going home. We're going to my house, apparently. It's a nice house. Probably has a couple of places. Knowing the wifey, probably has a couple of places.
You know, there are people you love there, and someone just blew up a building. This
we can share the transmitter.
This we can take him to my house.
Let's take
him to my house. There are other places. D's mention for probably that is being used by D. Probably gave that up, I suspect. Bird, was that true?
Yeah, since you had a large explosion in the basement, he's not staying there right now.
I know a great place we could go.
Not the sanitarium.
Damn.
Church. We'll go to Dave's mansion.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. And I take it you're going to follow discreetly there, Nick, to see if they're being trailed?
Absolutely.
All right. Right, you go from there to there. Dare's mansion. Police tape up. Place is actually in good repair, except for the small amount of fire damage on the ground floor. Otherwise, not bad. Marlo, as I said, you're coming in behind. You don't actually notice anyone following you.
Right, right. I'm not... I don't think that... how to put this? I think, basically, they have a mile range tracker on him. So they don't need to be...
Your point is to try and locate them within that mile.
Yeah, that... I'm not... That is what I am aware of. So that is, I am not kind of following them per se. I'm more looking for a guy who is staying within the same mile, if gotcha. That makes sense.
And what are you guys doing with the tracker?
I thought we destroyed it.
No, not if we wanted to trace us to find out who's tracking us. Then you don't do that. Once we get near Dare's mansion, if we haven't located the guy, we just get rid of the tracker then because it's too risky.
Mm-hmm. Dare's mansion's on a private drive, so once you start up that drive, Nick, you'd find it to be very easy to see anyone coming up or down.
Maybe we start by turning a different route or take a convoluted route. We don't want them knowing we're in Dare's mansion.
Too late.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the sewer access. We can go out that way if we want to.
And then they'll know about our sewer access.
Well, this is a one-shot place. It's not like we're going to be using this as a permanent base or location or anything.
No, but it's good in an emergency.
So, before you get to Dare's place, are you continuing to let the tracker go, or are you bringing the tracker to Dare's place? That's what I need to know. Nick, you have seen nothing at this point. Or Mr. Martin.
Ditch it before we get to theirs.
Throw it in the sewer, or do you want to do anything creative with it, or just destroy it, or...
Catch a rat or something and tie it to it?
I can just disable it if you want to, so I can switch back on later if we think it's going to be useful.
Just disable.
No, because if you disable it, they'll know something's up.
Well, they'll know
something's up regardless. The signal stops.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
The signal stops.
They already know that he's alive if they're still tracking him, so it's not like
we've
got that secret up our sleeve.
Oh. I agree. So, disable.
Disable. Okay, it's now deactivated.
All right. So then you continue to Dare's mansion. As I said, it's still in good repair. You could actually use this to hold somebody up for a while if you wanted to. And your prisoner takes an appreciative look around and says, yes, this will do nicely.
There's a nice attic room we know can contain someone.
About these ropes, he's still, you know, tied to a chair.
Have we been carrying the chair with him the whole time?
Apparently,
I didn't think the chair. I thought it was just hands bound behind back or in handcuffs.
I think he was tied to the chair because Marlo knocked him in the chair down.
Oh, yeah. We did tie him to the chair. Oh, well, at least he got away from the chair. Okay. We'll take care of... do we want to leave the handcuffs on for now?
Yes.
Okay, handcuffs stay on for now. Make it a little easier for you to walk, though. If you try running, though, I shoot the leg. It makes it easier.
I have nowhere to run to. Looking appreciatively at the art on the walls of the mansion. And some food?
Sure, there should be something here.
Go raid the icebox.
Yes.
There's an awful lot of dead gorilla downstairs.
Oh, no, those have been cleared out.
Aw, I know something to do.
That's what's in the icebox now.
I was going to give him cooked gorilla.
Link, what ship do you leave on?
Ah, so you've come back in. Ah, yes. It's the very madman again. Yes. So you've released him by this point, except for the handcuffs, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's the...
No ship. We have some single prop planes secreted about Metapol and outside of Metapol. There is some rendezvous location that, unfortunately, my cell does not know where that is. But I can tell you where some of the aircraft are stored.
Please do.
Sure. He names off, you know, half a dozen spots, half of them in Metapol, half of them in caches right outside of Metapol. The wings are all built so that they can be compact. Like you can carry one of these things in the back of a flatbed truck.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm well acquainted with that. Flew ultra lights in there, same type.
So it's a foldable.
I will leave the room and.
Yes, it's a foldable biplane.
The IKEA biplane.
There you go.
I leave the room.
Just don't forget your wrench.
Mm-hmm. So you're able to put together a meal from the ice box. He still has quite a bit of good food left in the pantry.
And then I guess I come back and say, "Hey, agents, let's start."
Sure. He gives you four names, other than himself. He says, I was working as a part of a two-man cell, and there was another cell that I reported to. The leader of the second cell was the leader of both of our cells. His name is Heinrich.
Does Heinrich have a last name?
No, just code names. I'm sure that's not his real name. Heinrich, however, he is the one who knew of the rallying points and how we're to get our German citizens back to the fatherland. He is the one who knows.
Yeah, they're going to be so scared at this point. They're not going to offer.
I can give up. I can tell you the safe house locations we have, but it is unlikely he will go back to that if he knows I live.
Hey, guys, Gavin, in particular, I think we should raid these places. I mean, they would know.
Do we raid these places, or we just ask a certain person we know the head of the police to raid them for us? Because So I think we need to personally be there.
So we get the safe house locations in the names, correct?
Yes, yes. Yes, he gives you four names that he is absolutely sure are still active and working in Metapol. And he does say that there may be other cells watching these cells as a failsafe.
Descriptions of people?
Sure, yeah.
Before we start going into this, raid or not?
I think let's get the information first.
We need to start acting. Raid.
Keep forgetting everyone's names. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Get Blair to raid them.
Raid. All right.
Sure. So you make a call. You're raiding the airplane drops and the safe houses?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The question about the descriptions was if it matches up with that cell we were following earlier.
Yes, it does.
Right.
The woman, the one dressed as a woman, would have been Heinrich.
Damn! Oh!
Did they know they were being followed and when they went into the...
Yes. They did know.
Because we are so subtle.
Yes.
What else do you want to know? I may have more information that you might find important that I won't know that I have unless you ask. Why we were in Metapol? As I said, we are returning German nationals back to Germany. I have a list.
What phone calls were you listening into when you found about Max?
About Max?
Yeah. Who were you listening in on?
We were not. We followed people. We have names. We have people that are being watched that we believe are connected to this railroad. And we follow them from time to time to see if they lead us to any of our missing nationals.
And who did you follow that led you to this one?
He gives you a description of the person and says, we heard in passing that this person, who ends up being Max, was to leave Metapol in a few days. And we were interested in who this person was.
Where were Heinrich, the prop planes going to?
I don't know. Heinrich would know that.
Range?
Of the planes? Yeah. How much aviation knowledge do you have? They are very special planes.
I have good knowledge about crafting.
Oh, very good. They are unusual in that they can achieve a very high altitude. I noticed this the first time we were packing them.
Really? Would you say high altitude? Did they also have anything like masks to help breathing at high altitude?
Yes, yes. And there was some strange fluid to keep it from icing over.
I was waiting for the down.
Call Leonard. I call Leonard. Walton.
I'll call Leonard.
Yes.
I'm interested in getting more of the names of people who he knows are in the railroad.
Actually, he doesn't know names, but he has descriptions. He has places where they can be found. Apparently, your railroad isn't really good about... while they're very good at moving the German nationals around, the people that work in the railroad seem to keep a pretty regular schedule.
what's the equivalent of deceit for social group for what's the name? Organizations?
Security.
Need to up the security.
Yeah, need to do that online as well.
Okay. That's what we need to spend chips on in between and the next thing.
All right. Yes. Yes, yes. While they are very secure in moving the people around, the workers themselves, not so secure.
Yeah. Well, no, that'll be logistics to move people around. They're good with logistics. They're bad with security.
Yeah, but the security is the problem, that they're not really thinking of hiding the employees, as it were.
Yeah.
Yep. So yes, you get this information of who they're following, and they've got a net of about 12 people that they've been following around. Some of them have led them to German nationals. Apparently, he is aware that they've extricated 3, including your Max, so far.
Does he know the names of the others, or are they just unimportant names to us?
No, he didn't even know this Max person until you mentioned him. That he was important. I mean, once you mentioned his name, he knew, oh, yes, Max.
Does he know, does he have Plake. Descriptions of the others?
No, he doesn't.
Do we want to take a short break?
I had left the room. People calls.
Yes, yeah. Marlo's making many phone calls.
And cursing. Cursing.
Mm-hmm.
See if we can find this freaking plane before.
Okay, so do you want me to call Leonard and report this to him?
Yeah. Let him know that there is an aerodrome, you know. We know it's close.
So. Now, do remember that Leonard has nothing to do with the railroad thing. That's not his mission in Metapol.
Yeah, I don't.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is letting the British know. No. Hey, here's a big old German aerodrome that is...
Yeah, but remember current politics right now. The British are more than likely to say your damn problem now.
Yeah, we need to tell Lear and... Dear about the aerodrome.
Yes, as she tells Independence Walton, Society. I'm on the other line talking to other people.
And Malton is still reporting, at least for the next day or two, to the local government.
Yes,
work bodies and stuff that would care about the aerodrome.
Yeah, and the British knowing that a location of an aerodrome helps them out in the war. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they don't care, then that's...
Well, wouldn't by this point they know about the other 3 aerodomes besides the one that went off into space?
Well, they should know about them all, but now they will know the location of one.
So, yeah, which is curious because of the fact that this is the... they're supposed to be... Oh, this may be the moving one.
Yep.
So we aren't using the same words because to meet aerodrome is the location on the ground where your airplane thing out.
Oh, you were correct. I'm using it. The giant
airship. Airships are something entirely different.
Air carrier. The air carrier. How about that?
Yeah. I was just going to call it the air island.
I like air carrier better. All right. We can all use our own terminology. I try to. I tried to get PCs to do things.
Miss Rackham, what are you asking Leonard, or what are you telling Leonard? Yes, you're able to get him.
Okay. I'm going to let Leonard know about the agents, about the operating cells, give him a description, give him a couple of addresses of the safe houses, and let him know about the prop planes and the air carrier location.
Okay, I'll pass this along, my dear. They've moved up the timetable on me. Are we still going to make our picnic today? I do have, unfortunately, it looks like they're calling me out tomorrow. I'll have to board a Zeppelin then. I would dearly love to see you again.
Of course.
Yes, yes, then picnic?
Picnic.
Yes. So you arranged to keep the date.
Yes.
So, you get all the dispatches going out there, Nick. You know, it's going to take them time to round out all the locations, but they'll keep in radio contact with you as things go on. Your men... from the site of the exploding warehouse, we're not able to tail any cars out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're still looking, but you weren't able to catch a license plate. You got a kind of a description of the car, and that's what they're working on.
Oh, yes, I was much more focused on the other thing.
Yeah, getting into a trash can so you don't die.
Yes, that's far more important. Well, they were quick.
Mm-hmm. Almost professionals.
Yes. So, yes. Agent Anderson is chowing down on the meal that you so thoughtfully brought him there, Mr. Bishop.
I like how he's... I hope he's having fun doing it with handcuffs on still.
Oh, it's better than having, you know, his arms bound to a chair, so it's something. It's yes. something.
Better than being spread out along with a block.
You did manage to find a tin of caviar down in Mr. Dare's storage. Do you have anything else to ask him? He seems to be pretty tractable right now. He's
he's got his caviar.
Hmm.
I make sure to get a bottle of wine, a nice one. Hmm. If it still exists, because they were probably held in the basement.
So, do any of you have any official status? Is there any job openings, perhaps, in your organizations? I'm
evil interested. It's a growth. So, future plans.
Have you ever heard of... So what do you think, sir, of the local political climate and change
in medical? Future plans.
We've got to bring all the other cell members in.
Yes. Hey, no, not us. You, Anderson.
Me? My future plans are to...
Not your...
He's Anderson. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Mr. Anderson. Did you
know any future operations that were going down?
Our operation was to find and return as many of the German citizens as we could, with preferential treatment being given to scientists.
Were you guys storing anything big?
Big. Heinrich had a crate that he would carry around with him. He never would let us open it. He called it his insurance policy several times. It was kind of disturbing how he would pet that thing.
Wait, what's in the crate?
I don't know. He was very careful with it at all times, but...
Do we have much knowledge of radiation here, Bert?
Not much. Some, but
damn
not
it,
much.
Damn it,
gadget, T-ray detector.
We do know about T-rays.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more it's a radiation bomb. We can detect it if we know to look for it, but I don't think we know enough to look for it, though.
Nope.
No.
Your weapons yet?
All right, so you had an extrication team. You were the watching team. You had a partner.
I guess Madame Curie was 1943, so there's been some exploration into radiation, but not a great deal.
She died.
Yes.
She was operative in the 20s and 10s.
Question for you. What was the strategy of your group if one of you were caught?
It depends. If the organization turned us into the Greater Intelligence Bureau, as I really wish you had, nothing. As I said, I was cleared to tell you certain information. Free and clear.
I meant, what is the change in their operations? Are they going to extricate themselves, or are they going to continue?
Basic protocol would be, yes, they would burn their operation, and they would be getting out as soon as possible. But this Max Planck, as you say, that is a bit problematic. If there are more scientists like him in Metapol, they will be very anxious to get their hands on them. So I cannot say for sure that they would stop their operations. It is a logical thing to do.
Is
Heinrich logical?
Yes. He is usually a by-the-book operative. I would imagine he would have already burned many of the safe house locations and is trying to find a way out of Metapol now. Likely he will use one of those planes, but perhaps not.
Perhaps.
Salt Blair!
Do you have a submarine?
No. We got into Metapol by conventional means. We all came in on separate Zeppelins. The biplanes were crated up and brought in over ships separately. We've been in operation here many months now.
What do you know about a group called the Ace in the Hole Gang?
Ace in the Hole Gang.
Or is it the Hole Ace Gang?
I may have heard of such a group. Perhaps we bought the planes from them. That sounds right.
That's what I suspected.
You are going to be put in a suggestive state. Prepare yourself.
Go ahead.
So, Marlo, did you give the descriptions to the airport so they can stop lucky looking people?
Yep.
And the trains? Oh. And the boats? And what, Mr. White?
That's a fair point. We need to talk to White.
Hypnosis. I'm willing to be as tractable as possible, but I have to warn you, we've been given some deep conditioning that I am not able to control.
Well, let's...
Do you mind if we tie you down first, then?
Let me finish this bit of caviar. It's quite good.
No one likes caviar. No one. It's awful.
Don't forget the glass of wine, too. It'll make you relax more.
You're an awful person.
It's a fine Chardonnay.
Thank you. I made sure to choose the best.
I'm sure. He'll allow it.
I make sure he's tied down just in case it's that type of conditioning.
Mm-hmm. I'll leave the room just in case it's that type of conditioning.
Yeah, I'm leaving the room too.
I'm going to sit and watch while sipping a glass of Chardonnay. And having a bite of... No, he already finished the caviar. And sipping a glass of Chardonnay and just watching from the couch.
Testing the couch to make sure it will make a decent blast shield. How about Ethan?
Yeah. I'm Ethan, ready to jump over the other
Ethan
side.
Ethan has been quiet in the room. Ethan still there?
Actually, real quick, Ethan, look through his body, see if he has a... anything that might go off.
that reacts to being looked at.
Well, if it relaxed to being looked at, then...
Well, he's already dead.
Yes. So...
Yep, Ethan? I think he is gone. Or he is muted.
Ethan!
Ethan!
Run away, be your spindle.
Come on, you could actually be useful. Be there.
He's not here.
He's wandered off somewhere. He has wandered off.
He had his chance
to Ethan being trapped by gorillas saying, "Help me, guys! Come here for me!"
All right, well...
You're outside of the room.
Yep.
Go on, Gavin. It's your turn to take over.
I'm slurping the wine.
So Gavin is the only one inside the room.
No, Marlo's here too, I think.
All right.
No, not Marlo. Bishop's here too.
Bishop, yes. Behind the couch.
No, I'm sitting on the couch ready to jump over the couch.
Ah, yes.
How it works.
Yes, Marlo and Miss Rackham are having a nice chat right outside, waiting for the inevitable explosion sound. All right, what do you do, Gavin? He is calmly sitting there, waiting.
Calmly tied down there.
That's what I want you to relax. Relax. Just listen to my voice and relax.
When you start doing that, you notice that his eyes kind of dilate and seem to focus off past your shoulder, and he starts humming something.
That's the condition. Oh, look over it, Marlo. That's the counter-conditioning coming in.
Marlo, I look around.
Bishop.
Trying to speak to
Marlo. So, Mr. Argo, you like a white wine, apparently.
Yes,
Yes, I do.
That was from a distance.
Yes. Perfect.
All right, I enjoy whiskey.
I like whiskey and tea sometimes.
I don't like to get rid of the flavor.
Ah.
Although, I guess we don't have a Tennessee, so we don't have Tennessee bourbon. Ah!
You've got Metapole Sour Mash. All right, Gavin, if you want to try and hypnotize him, give me a roll.
Yep, let's see how we go.
Spend the chips.
See how the roll goes. I may not be able to actually get that high, even if I roll really well. Well, we start with a 6.
All right, he's going to start with a 4, but he has the aspect of conditioning, which unfortunately he has to use because he's conditioned to use it. So he will start off tying you with a 6.
Now, is this a one-off roll, or is this going to be an ongoing social combat?
It's going to be a social combat. What's going to happen is if he blows your track before you blow his, you're going to tire, and you won't be able to continue to go on.
Okay, so the question is, do I start spending chips now or later? Currently, we're just 0.
Yep. Evil pig. But he did have to blow a chip to do it.
Hmm. You're right, we'll spend a chip on... Nope. No. That's looking at the wrong things. Let's look at aspects, that might help. You underestimated me.
Aha! And are you going to use it for a reroll or a +2?
Considering that's already I'm not going to get better than a 2 on the die, so I'm going to use it for a +2.
Okay. He has no other aspect that I could realistically tap at this point, so you're going to do 2 boxes of his. So you haven't blown out his track yet, but you're getting there. You seem to be able to... You get him to stutter a little as he's humming his national anthem there, and his eyes focus in for just a moment before they defocus again.
All right. No.
So you can keep pressing the same roll if you have other aspects to do. Otherwise, it's a new...
I've got tons of aspects I could do. Just that, do I want it? It's just a matter of rolling versus blowing chips. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to.
Roll. Roll. You're going to beat them.
That's what you're I'm thinking. I'm going to roll. I'm going to roll and see what... I'm sure the dice like me enough that I can roll.
-4. Here we come.
Wow. That's the same +2 again.
Ah, he did not get as well. So what is your total right now?
6.
6. Okay, that blows his track. And since he's being willing, he's not going to take a consequence to avoid it. So, okay. You're able to break his conditioning, and his eyes still stay unfocused, but he stops humming.
That inferior German programming. I make a motion to Bishop that he's good.
I nod.
Make a motion to come to get the others in.
I shake my head. I go over, write down on a piece of paper, the problem that I write on it, the problem is asking the questions. That's why they're staying out.
Yes, well, the problem is that they know more questions they want to ask than I do.
Okay, I go out. I go to the door and say, I quietly open it and go and kind of whisper, he's broken the conditioning. He now needs the questions to ask. We would request that Marlo enter and ask his questions since he seems to be the one who knows the right questions to ask. Actually, I shake my head and like, please write the questions you want to ask on this paper, Marlo. And I look over to, do you have any questions you wish to ask him?
Where are the locations of the planes?
So you want to verify what he's told you before? We'll make that easy.
We'll start with the information that he's already told us just to make sure that it's the same under hypnosis.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, It would be clever if they had left off a location. That would have been... Alright, you already asked the question there that caused it. So ask it again. Play it again, Sam.
I'm not following. I don't know if anyone else is.
No, I'm not.
You, okay. Ask about the ace in the whole game.
He remembers clearly under a trance that, yes, the planes were purchased from them.
Does he remember, from trance, from hopefully assistance of memory, anything that might hint where the planes were going or anything like that? Any markings, any, like, maps that may have been accidentally left out? A quick glance?
You're asking him to kind of go back through his memory, and something he wasn't able to remember, while conscious of it, is there was another crate of the same size as the other planes, but it didn't get checked in with the rest of them. He wasn't part of dispersing this one out. So there's one more crate that was on a warehouse dock that he doesn't know where it got to. He had kind of lost track with it.
We'll get the details of where and when this was exactly.
Sure. Yeah, under trance, he can give you exact dates as to when the planes came in and when they came to move them around the city, etc.
Was it White's gang who were moving these crates in?
He gives you a description of the dock, of the dock personnel, and some of them, yes, they do match up to White's gang. White's gang pretty much does all the docks, so.
Yeah, yeah. I just... Mm-hmm. All right, Does he remember where Max was being, when and where Max was left from?
No, he was not the crew that broke in on Max. So no, but although he does know the protocol is to get them, once they have gotten them, to get them out quickly. Heinrich always handled the removing them. He's always the one who flew the planes away. It never took more than an hour. Wherever it was that he was going, it never took more than an hour.
That's important.
Is that an hour one way or an hour round trip?
Round trip.
So 30 minutes, it's almost got to be straight up. Crap. Well, you don't go straight up. You would circle. But interesting.
I'll ask him some basic questions about how he got into... Metapole, what was in what route and stuff. And
yeah, he basically came in through Italy. He entered Italy, and then from Italy he got into Metapole with a proper identification so that he wasn't tracked back to Germany. They all entered this way from different countries, so none of them came in directly from Germany, and they didn't come in together. They have a way of introducing themselves to one another. Usually one person in any group of cells knows who everyone else is, but no one else knows who everyone else is. So you've got one commander or one comptroller, and he would find them and offer a phrase. And when that phrase was given, they know that they've contacted the rest of their cell. They're usually working two cells of two people. Sometimes a third person was put in a cell. He only knows that there were two active in Metapole. And they were all recruited by Heinrich.
Also, backtrack a bit to find out about his life in Germany beforehand.
Sure. Basically, he's noble family, but he was a fourth son, so he was never going to inherit any title, etc., etc. And when the new Reich came about, and they were looking for noble families to kind of help finance the new empire, etc. He bought into it.
Yeah, bought into it, exactly the right phrase.
Okay, and we did double check all of our information, make sure it was right.
Yep.
Were any of the planes... And this is a question to the GM. Were any of the planes at the airport that we knew about on the river?
No.
The farming community one?
No. No, they secreted them out in places that were not regularly trafficked. So they're basically stuck out on the woodlands with places that have enough of a track to be able to get the planes in the air, but not where people were farming.
Bert, can we get a more accurate description, more details description and of the people? Of the,
yes, and something comes out that did not come out before. He's convinced that Heinrich is actually a woman. Not a very attractive woman, kind of on the thick side, etc., and certainly has the commanding aspect of a male and puts himself over as a male, but he's virtually certain that Heinrich is a woman.
No, not her.
No, not her.
Does it seem like any burn damage or anything like that?
Maybe.
But she is a robot, apparently.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break. We're at 2 hours.
Goody. Then I'm going to plug my microphone in because I know it's losing power.
In this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagik.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
In a tavern, and an old greasy man with a staff walks in.
He stops at your table and says, "No, I don't think so," and walks on.
Walks out.
You notice that he's trailing toilet paper.
I heard there was crime. Monkey crime. The worst type of crime.
We could all start talking like that.
Stop stepping my bailiwick.
Makes me think of all those political attack ads.
I'm Gareth Drake, and I approve this message.
How would you if monkeys took your jetpack?
Monkeys took my jetpack at mtmjetpack.com.